I'm going to say Shalom Boker Tov. Today is Asrit Tevet, and there is a psalm, there is a fasting. The story is that this today, Boker Tov, the Torah was translated, but the translation was as such that they took 70, exactly 70 Chachamei Israel, and they put it in one room.
In different rooms.
And they told them, listen, you translate the Torah. Don't tell us Lashon HaKodesh. No more Lashon HaKodesh. It's going to be translation. And you're going to translate all of you honestly, Be'emet. And if you don't, we're going to kill you. We're going to destroy you. It's simple. So the 70 went in. The problem was that there are certain things you cannot translate. Because if you translate the way literally it says, and we know that Torah is not only literally, has the essence into it, as pardes, there will be kufrim against Israel. That means they will come and say that your God is God of Avodah Zarah, God of this, God of that, your God is that, your God is this, your lie, your this, your that, your that. And that is not, should be. That means a Jew should not do something that betrays the Shem Hashem. So by translating it, because it's not anymore Lashon HaKodesh, it loses its flexibility. For example, Vayikra, how can you translate Yud Katan? Okay, how are you going to translate? How are you going to say what it is? So Hashem made a Nesia, brought to their mind to, I think, how many points? There are 10 points. That they translated the way it should be translated for Omota Olam, for them not to misunderstand what Torah is.
Not to understand what Torah is.
Not to misunderstand. That means to understand what they have to understand. What they have to understand. Now, the fact is that 70 had the same exact way of explanation in order to protect the Sodot of the Torah. That was the amazement of the Mikre, the event of today. Of course, after that, there is only translation of the Torah for a period till the Torah comes back, to the extent that we forget Hebrew. This language that Baruch Hashem right now, at least 10 million Jews speak, once upon a time, nobody spoke. Everybody forgot. So the fast is really part of it, and they say it's...
No, there are three fasts in Tevet.
That's right. That's the first
that's
one. That's the first reason.
And
there is this for the translation. Mm-hmm. What we fasting today is Nebuchadnezzar, another Persian.
Attacked.
They broke the
outer walls of Jerusalem.
They had a siege, and when they broke the Chomot, and then they destroyed the Mikdash, or not, you know, in 2 weeks or 2 months or whatever it took.
No, it goes all the way till Av. Av finished. It falls.
So they broke the gates and the wall today, and there is another day in Tevet, which is Ezra. Ezra Sofer. He died. And Ezra Sofer is a big figure.
He's the one that brought the Torah again and wrote the Torah the way, no, it's not the way today, it's the way has been all the time.
Torah Shebe'al-Peh used to be Torah Shebe'al-Peh, only in the mouth. Yeah. He wrote everything, he knew that's it, Am Yisrael go to Galut, and everything going to be forgotten. So he really put it the way it is today. There are many rules and stuff like that.
And the third one?
The breaking of the wall. Ezra and the
translation. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, now please open page 127, Kuf Haf Zain. Adam, please. We have a lot to read right now. And I'm going to go quite fast because I want to review it. I want to.
And we spent at Filah Rebbe Yeshiva.
Okay. Okay, very good. So please. Here, I'm going 127, paragraph bet. Vehine soda nekuda zo. We are looking for this nekuda, this only a nekuda, a point that goes from nofel, from the olam atzilut into olam abriya and becomes the gar of olam briya. The gar of olam briya. That means gimel rishonim of olam briya. Now this nekuda, zoiniana, this is the subject, ki halo noda, ech hayu bet hama'arot ba'atzilotam, bekomatam nivrau shavim ze leze. We know that in creation, but something was created together. Vekasher katrega halvana, venitmeta pirusha, shema haita besot partsuf shalem. At first, Malchut was this complete parzuf of its own. When it meta, that means it was reduced. What it was reduced, that we said, nine of its lights. Which lights? The light of Atzilut. The light that says, Hakol b'chokhma asita. That light comes to Malchut, which is a parzuf shalem on his own, has Eser Sefirot. Goes all the way to Malchut of Malchut. There is until Malchut of Malchut, the light of Chokhmah goes in, and then the Masach of Malchut returns first. It returns a light we call Or Chozer, which goes all the way to Keter, because it's a Malchut of Atzilut, goes to Keter of its, that means up to the Chokhmah. This light that comes all the way goes to Malchut, we call Or Yashar. That's one light. And then there is the Or Chozer, that Malchut returns out of Malchut returns the light all the way back, and that's Or Chozer, that is the second light. There's two lights, there's Or Chozer or Or Yashar. Now, here it comes, ששורשה מתחילה אינה רק נקודה אחת, ואחר כך באו תוספת על ידי זה רמפין, תשעה נקודות אחרות, כי לכן נקרא אספקטלריה, דלית לה מגרמה כלום. לכן חזה זה רמפין ונתלם, ונשארה בסוד נקודה קטנה, ואז לא יכלה לעמוד אצלו, that means אצל זה רמפין, Zerampin of Atzilut, Mirov Katnuta. Why? Because none of the lights that was captured by Or Chozer, those nine lights, Or Yashar, they go to Zerampin of Atzilut, we say. And what happens? Now there are two aspects going down to create the Olam Bria, and follow, this is the most important part of understanding, and see what the Rav says here, that don't make it difficult, make it simple, let the book to take us through. Why? The following. Miruv katnuta az yarda, that means there is this one point, this nekuda, that is missing the nine sefirot that is above it. This one, Yarda, it has come down, Bemakom ze berosh habriya. Omnam ze However, this was Bizman Mi'ut HaLevana. That happened at the time that there was a Mi'ut, that means this Malchut reduced its light, Bibriyat Aulam. אבל אחרי שכבר נתקנה וחזרה למקומה, אחור באחור, that's a concept that we don't know yet, או ברא לאדם הראשון, והוא החזיר פנים בפנים, כבת תחילה, ואחר כך על ידי חטאם של התחתונים, חזרה ונתמעטה וירדה, כי זה כל סוד תפילתנו, לתקנה, בעת תפילתנו ואחר כך חוזרת כבראשונה כי אין בנו כוח יותר מזה והנה כל דבר שבקדושה עושה רושם במקום אף על פי שנסתלק משם ותמיד נשארה בחינת נקודה זית בראש הבריאה. Now, what it wants to tell me? That first of all, אין הדר ברוחניות. That means if there is a light that goes to a certain place, that light leaves, there is no leaves, for sure has left an impression that this light was here. That's what we say, en adar beruchaniyut. And brings the sample of ner from ner. You light another light, but still your own light is still there, but you have started another light. Now, there is a concept of achor b'achor, panim b'panim. Harav says, listen, right now this is not the place really to discuss what is there to this concept. It is, just go forward until we understand and come to this point and explaining this point more. He said, okay, now what should we do? He says, now, omnam bizman asher ha-mi'ut shela al yadei pagam ha-tachtonim, I am on Dalet, אז התת נקודות אחרות שמסתלקות ממנה אינן חוזרות אל הזרמפים, אלא מקום ממקום שבאו, אבל יורדות באבונותינו עד הקליפה בסוד שכינה בגלות, ואין להאריך בזה. Now, what he wants to say? He says, listen, right now we want to go with the concept of Ein Sof into the concept of Briah. To make this transition from Ein Sof to something that is limited, that means the involvement, what came down here to create this. This concept is very important. Why it is important? There is a chisaron, there is a lack, there is an incompleteness in the Bria, in the creation, for purpose that the completion should be dependent on Tachtonim. You follow what I want to say? The system had to become a weak system, an incomplete system, in order for what? To give a possibility of choice. Tachtonim had a choice. Now something comes down, what is coming down? Sassy, are you listening?
I'm listening.
Very good. Look at the Malchut only. Look at Malchut and Zerampin of Atzilut. Okay. Each one of them have Eser Sefirot. Both of them have a straight light from where? From Bina of Atzilut. It's a step by step. Now, we know that the Malchut of Atzilut, Malchut of Atzilut, Mekatreg, that means goes, says, I have to be the king. So Hashem says the following, if you want to be the king, strip yourself of your 9 sefirot, that means the 9 or yashar that you have received, strip of yourself. And that's Or Yashar leaves, goes to its Shoresh, which is Zerampin. It came from Zerampin. And what this Malchut remained is 1 Nekuda and 9 Or Chozer. The book is telling us that at this point, Malchut has to receive its lights from Zerampin. Zerampin comes back, but this time doesn't give her the same light, what she is missing. Netalem, that means enforces on her, says, you want the light? You're only going to receive the light of Or Chozer, the one that you created. That is going to be the domain of your rulership. What is this nine sefirot? They are the nine sefirot that Olam Atzilut Chakeku. What is Chakeku? That means they imprinted Bedemut of what once upon a time was there after Malchut. Those, we say, however, the Or Chozer, over Derech Masach. What? Derech Masach, that is between Atzilut and Bria. However, the Nekuda, the Malchut, that single Malchut that remained, the Malchut of Atzilut, does not over, it's Bokea, and becomes the Keter of Olam Bria. Now, Gar of Olam Bria, which we call Atik, is that Nekuda of Malchut of Atzilut. Zain Tachtonim of Olam Bria, that means Arichampin of this Gar, called Atik, is the seven sefirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. This is Hamasach. This is Keter, Chochma, Bina, of Olam, in the Arichampin. And then Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Vemalchut, Eser Sefirot of Bria. This is called Keter of Bria. Keter of Bria consists of one Nekuda, and this Nekuda is Malchut of Atzilut, Baka, and became Gar, called Atik Yomin, and Arichampin, which is the Zayin Tachtonim of this Atik Yomin, this Gar, this Zayin Tachtonim, which is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, were Chakukim by what? By that Or Chozer of the same Malchut that is Atik Yomin and is now Keter of this Keter.
Bria.
Of Bria. Okay, in Arichampin, there is the four phases. In Atik Yomin is what?
It's just, you said above and below.
It's the Malchut of Olam Atzilut. Now let's read it here.
The last time you said in Atik it's just above and below, and I wanted to ask you, what does that mean?
We said in Atik Yomin is the Gar,
right,
of Arichampin. That means Atik Yomin as Gimel Rishonim, which is called Chochma Bina Da'at.
Okay.
This Chochma Bina Da'at, which is the Gar Atik Yomin, is that Nekuda, it's only one Nekuda, that came from Malchut of Malchut, of Atzilut, and Baka, et HaMasach of Atzilut, and became Gar Le'olam Bria. And now we say, if we say Gar, what that means? What it means, Gar?
Gar, we always refer to either Keter or Chochma Bina.
Or Chochma Bina Da'at.
Right?
Now, does it have seven Sefirot Acherot too? Right? The Gar? No, if it is Gar, it's only Gimel Lishonim of 10 Sefirot.
Right?
Right? So the gar is
missing the Zion.
No, the gar is who? It's a malchut of Atik Yomim, which is malchut of Atzilut. Now has Zayin Tachtonim. That Zayin Tachtonim called Arich Ampin. Now, what is the gar of Arich Ampin?
The gar of Arich Ampin is that keter that is the Atik.
Yes. Okay. That's the gar of
Arich Ampin.
Of keter. Here you got the keter. What do you got in keter? Two aspects. What are these two aspects? Atik Yomim. Arich Ampin. Both of them are in Keter. Totality of Atik Yomin with Arich Ampin is one Sefirah called Keter. Now, in this Keter has Gimel Rishonim. The Gimel Rishonim is the Malchut of Atzilut that Nafal and became Atik Yomin of Briah. And what is the Zayin Tachtonim, which is Arich Ampin, is Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Now, is there a Masach that doesn't allow the Gar to come to Zayin Tachtonim?
Yes.
What is this Masach? Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet of Arich Ampin. Let's read here. Yes.
Of
Arich Ampin. But Arich Ampin is by itself Zayin Tachtonim of Atik Yomim.
I don't understand then how come the three can be part of Gar.
Bravo. No, no. Look at this. Atik Yomim is Tohu. Arich Ampin is Bohu. Atik Yomim is a Ma'atzel. Because he created the rest of the Sefirot. Originally, when she was Malchut of Atzilut, she created the Or Chozer. It was the Or Chozer that made Mina Uba, came down and created Olam Bria. How far the Rosh of Bria goes? How high goes? Right, but we said always, until Peh of Olam Elyon. Always the Gar of Olam Elyon is missing.
It's not active.
So, there must be a Masach between Atik Yomin, which is the Malchut, and Adar Beruchaniyut. Even if she Nafal, she has the light that once she had in Olam Atzilut. But she is now Gar of Keter. She is the Tohu of the Keter. Now, Vohu of this Keter is Arich Ampin. Now, what is, now, if Arich Ampin is a Parsuf Shalem, has his own Gar? Yes. And what is that Gar? Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. Now, what this Chesed Gevurah Tiferet role plays as a Masach. That means it is up to Chesed Gevurah Tiferet of Arich Ampin allowing the light, the energy that Atik Yomin has to be connected to Tachtonim or not to be connected to Tachtonim. No, you answer me the following. When Malchut of Atzilut comes down and becomes Atik Yomin of Briah, she is, what is missing here? She doesn't have nine Sefirot because she is one Nekuda.
One Nekuda with nine of
them. Right. And we said that she cannot complete this unless they force her to go back to where it was, because where she is, she cannot receive any light unless she goes back and becomes complete. That means goes back to Olam Atzilut. That's why we need Shabbat. Because only on Shabbat this malchut, which is a nekuda, because of my activity, gets an aliyah. And with it, my work goes with this nekuda up, she gets fulfilled, and I get the shefa. But let's read this. It's much more beautiful this way. That means this malchut. We said the malchut that nofel, it says the this nekuda that we say because of our avonot, it falls into a klipa, is taking the shechina into the klipa. Galut means shechina is in the klipa. On Shabbat, you have the opportunity, sheshet yamim, to do the work in order to give this nitzutz called shechina aliyah to Makoma.
So the 6 days is in exile and on Shabbat I'm sending the Shekhinah back to...
Slowly, that's the process. Yes.
Does that mean that the Atik has designed Tachtonim not active as well?
Yeah, because everywhere we have 10, right?
Now, Atik is what Atik needs. Atik needs to connect to its Keter. It's Atik Yomin. Arich Hampin has to connect, and it's up to what? It's up to Netzach Hod Yesod, Malchut, and that's why we have Shaloshet Regalim. Netzach is the one regal, Hod another regal, Yesod is another regal. We have Shaloshet Regalim in order to complete the Malchut. Because this tree, the problem is in Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. Chesed Gevura Tiferet is still the gar, is the masach.
Yeah.
It's the masach. This is the beginning of creation of anything.
It's always connected because it's the whole vav. There's a vav before the vav.
Yes, okay. Vohu. Tohu vevohu. Vevohu. Yes.
So it's always connected.
This is Keter. Now let's read this quickly.
I have a question. Because you know how you said the Keter has only Gimel Rishonim and in Erech Hapin has only Zayin Tachtonim, and just earlier before we started, you said everywhere we have 10.
Okay.
How would you explain that?
Now, where is the Gal of Zerampin?
With Zerampin now.
Anywhere that you have Zerampin. Zerampin is Zachar Venukva. Right? It's together.
Okay.
Zerampin and Malchut always are together. This is the Vav Hei. Now, where is Itzkar? Itzkar is in Bina. We said always the Gar really remains divided by a Masach.
Okay.
So the Gar is where is located in the above.
Right.
And I don't have a privy to touch the Gar. I have only to deal with Zayin Tachtonim. But this Zayin Tachtonim will deliver me to a Masach called Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, that through this Masach I can connect to the Gimel Rishonim. The whole point is for you to connect to the Masach, because Masach is that chariot, that Markaba, that connects you to the God. That's right.
That's
right now, are you privy to your all your wisdom and chokhmah of the world? What's stopping you? Don't you have brain? What? There is a masach. It's all up to your masach. It's how you have furbished your masach, how connection you have. And now, what does this masach is? It's channels. It's sinorot. It's a tzinorot. It's a three main tzinorot, and then these three main tzinorot, each is, as we discussed on Tuesday, it has kad 24, has 12 and 12, zeh l'uman zeh, and altogether there are 3 times 24. That's your 72 names. That's your body. That's the body, 72. These 72 points. to this body. So what in reality we are talking about, if we look into the Adam, the thought, the Gimel Rishonim, the thought, the Atzilut, the Machshava, the Chokhmah is in your head. It captures 10, the Malchut of the Malchut of this idea becomes a Keter, and the Zayin Tachtonim Arichampin is the Minah Ubak, comes down to your body in order to create. What is your body? Is the Guf. Is the Guf. We said on Tuesday again, we said Yud of Shem Hashem is the Chokhmah of Israel, He of Shem Hashem is Bina of Israel, that's Yud He, and the Vav of Hashem is the Guf of Israel, He of Hashem is five Olamot, it's Galgalta, it's the Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, four, Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya. So, when I'm talking about Atzilut, it's my Atzilut, it's my Olam, it's my thought. I'm not connected to Yud, Hey, Vav. I have to connect the two, Yud, Hey, Vav. My wisdom, my Bina, my body acts in name of Hashem. Elohei Israel. Now, here we go. Elohei Israel. What is Israel? Israel has Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut. That's the Me'atzel. Who is the Me'atzel? Elohei Israel. Who is Elohei Israel? Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Is Elohei Israel. Ze Tohu, Ze Bohu. Ze Atik Yomin. Hakol, everything is there, is the end of. Atik Yomin, this Arichampin. This is the Keter. Beyom Ahu, Ye Adonai Echad, Ushmo Echad. Atarishon, why it says Atarishon, Ataharon? Because this Nekuda, which is Rishona, Reshit, it's only Reshit means Chokhmah, and we know this is the original Chokhmah that Olam Atzilut said, Hakol Bechokhmah Asita. So this Malchut of Malchut, that is Keter of Bria, no matter that goes down, go up, En Adar Beruchaniut. She is both down and she is up. There is on En Ruchaniut. Whatever fell down from Atzilut to Bria, is anything missing in Atzilut? No. En Adar Beruchaniut. It's like a lighting a candle to another candle. The light of Malchut of Atzilut, candle, the Atik Yomin of Bria, but still Malchut of Atzilut has its own light in Malchut. But here it is, Atik Yomin, is the same Malchut. But it's only one point. It's missing nine. Nine Sefirot has a tikkun of it to complete. Now, how this tikkun is made, this nine Sefirot, to complete it? And what there is only the Or Chozer, that the same Malchut created. Now, only she has this Or Chozer unfulfilled, but she cannot get her original light. So now the Rav here says, get Tosefet.
Additional?
A Tosefet. What means a Tosefet? That means every Shabbat we get what? A Tosefet. What is this? It's not the same light. No, it's a light with condition. Because right now, this light that has to come to Malchut, to lower world, has to go through the Masach, is between Atzilut and Bria. There is a Masach there. And this Masach, what it does? It sets Gvulim. What is Gvulim? What's the most important thing first in the start of a human being? There should be Yir'ah. If there is no Yir'ah, you don't know what Gevurah is. If you don't know what Gevurah is, you don't know what Gvulin is. Gevurah sets limits. Yir'ah sets limits. And every light you receive, Zerampin says, yes, you want light. Netala, I tell you what light you get. It's depending what you have done, what you're doing. And the light that Zerampin gives is for you to slowly have a chance to fill up by Shabbat, to complete these 9 sefirot that are missing as far as what is concerned. Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut. Because Malchut of Olam Atzilut, the Neshama of Israel comes from this Malchut. And what is missing is the responsibility of Am Israel to complete and in the process to bring Shefa to the Bria, Shefa to the Bria, and to continue the 70 nations to continue the job. Now, let's...
This additional is totally up to us, how it gets added to us. It depends on the absolute, you know, what we did in absolute, where we left the, we mistalit the 9 lights that they went up, and then the Nekuda came down with the 9 orchos there.
Right.
And that's what allows me to go through the Masach, the Bekiah that you're talking about.
Only the Malchut of Malchut it does the Bekiah.
Right.
The other Orchozer, the Orchozer that she created, they over, remember, over. What that means, they over? What's the difference between Bekiah and over? Bekiah, that means it turns the document and goes through.
Right.
That means does not obey the limitation. There's no limitation on her. But the Or Chozer that goes, Or Chozer that was created in Olam Atzilut, that goes through this Masach in order to go to Tachtonim, Over, it's a Ma'avar, like Ma'avar Yabok. It's not just simply, there is a Ma'avar, it creates a Ma'avar. What this Ma'avar does, dictates Gvulim. That's where the Yir'ah works. That's the domain of Yir'ah. That creates Gvulim. Why am I connecting it to studying that we are studying the Torah and all this? Because otherwise we will forget. Rav Ashla considers that you are full packed in that. That you know this story of it is right now. Who connects Olam Elyon? We said Abba, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet are the Masachim. Avraham, Yisar, Yaakov are Masachim. Yaakov becomes Bahir of Avot. That means the most important part. Why? Because she connects, is the Nekuda Emtzai, connects the above to below. Is where the Hovaya comes, where the Vav is, connects the Olam Elyon to Olam Tachton. Araf Yaakov comes when Yaakov is Katan, becomes Gadol, becomes Israel, and then what it says? It says, Chaya Echad Omedet Be'emtza Rakia. That means this Israel is the one that this missing part is connected. Connects what? It's a Masach. Rakia is a Masach. Has what? 7 levels. Omed Be'emtza Rakia. That means it takes this Ketzeh and connects to this Ketzeh. ואומר ברוך הוא את אדוני ומורך כל גודדי מעלה עונים ואומרים ברוך אדוני ומורך לעולם. כתוב על מצחה. And we're going to learn what is this מצח. Why we are putting the filling on the מצח. We will, בעזרת השם. So what it becomes, we see that this Abraham, Yisrael, Yaakov, they define the מצח. They define the גבולים. What are the גבולים? 70 nations. They completed the גבולים. That's why you need the Yir'ah. That's if there is no Yir'ah, there is no definition of the Gvulim.
The two ways that we were talking about that the lights pass through that Masach, is there nothing new? There, the original established rule that Malchut only receives in order to give.
Right.
For itself.
Right.
And if you go by that rule, this is exactly what is just
exactly. But what causes this to continue? Two things. Remember two things. First, the Or Chozer that was created in Olam Elyon. becomes the dimut, the form for the lower world, and the malchut of the Elyon becomes the tohu, that keter, the atik yomin of the keter, atik yomin. What is this atik yomin as far as we are concerned in Shem Hashem? The kots. Yud is the chokhmah, hey is the bina, vav is tiferet, mem the malchut. Now, she cannot give, I agree with you, until depending tachtonim what they do. That's what Rav wanted to say here. It says, God created in this masach here, in this transformation from Atzilut to Bria, such a condition, such a rule, such a masach, that there got to be a choice between good and bad, chaim and mavet, in order to give the tachtonim the possibility, in order to make the correct choice, to learn the Torah, to learn the know-how, to tap into da'at, in order to complete what it is missing. What it is missing, is there any order to it? He said, yes. You remember what came to create Bria? The Or Chozer that was made by Malchut of Atzilut all the way to Zerampin. That means includes Zerampin, that Or Chozer. When the first Or Chozer of Malchut, how far it went? It went to cover Zerampin. Not more than that. We said the correction is only between Zerampin and Malchut. The correction is between only Zerampin, that means Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Nesach, Hod, Yesod, v'Malchut of Olam Atzilut. Now, Zerampin, when Malchut makes the Or Chozer, covers the Zerampin, so takes the impression of this Zerampin and created Olam Bria. The original Zerampin is here, but do we get the light of Zerampin of Ein Sof to do this? He says, no. You get what? Tosefet. Because whatever you got before is lacking something. Because you went and you were not happy. You said, I want to be a king. You had a problem there.
The Malchut complained.
Yeah. And who is now the Atik Yomin of this creation? Same Malchut that complained and said, I want to be the ruler. That is the keter of this creation, and this will never end to the end. It's going to be this Malchut that wants to rule. And in what way? In order to lahashpia, to do lahashpia. But God, the Ein Sof, had to create an opportunity for the tachtonim, being us, to have the opportunity to make choice. Now, let's... Avon, because ani over, ani every, ani ma'avir, I have the way to bring through channels energy, I can either send it to Klipa or send it to Kedusha. That's the secret of Shabbat, la'avdil ben kodesh l'chol. That's not true. The Bekia is going to happen whether you like it or not, because you are not in control. It doesn't go through no masach. You get a certain impression, but in this impression, what you get is an impression. You are not getting really the whole thing. You're getting an impression. Now it's up to you to use the facilities to take this impression to bring it into reality. Now you have a choice. Because here now you have a possibility either to give it to desire to receive for oneself alone to the Isav, to Ta'avat Shel Guf, or to give it L'Shem Shamayim. What is L'Shem Shamayim? It's to create the above, to make favor to the above. Who is the favor, the above? That Nekudah Malchut requires you to give him Koach. Requires you to give that malchut, the koach to be complete. And he is only one point. But that one point is the atiko yomin. That point is the only connection we have to our shoresh. And how? And he says the following. Besibat malchut, I am on page kuf lamed. Besibat zayin. Besibat malchut da asilut hamelubeshet beketer debriya. Because the reason that malchut of atzilut melubash, it's not a libush. Now it's presenting it, the keter of Bria, shebehechel kodesh kodashim.
Hechal.
Now what is this room? There is a room, there is a one nekuda, and this we call kodesh kodashim. Where is kodesh kodashim? This malchut, that nekuda, only a nekuda. Yachol hahechal hahu la'alot la'atzilut beyom Shabbat. This nekuda only can rise on Shabbat to Olam Atzilut. V'zeh sod yom Shabbat. This is the secret of Shabbat. Ke'anu notusaf kedusha be'olamot. Kedusha be'olamot. We said the hey acharon of Shem Hashem is Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya. When we make the hey kadosh, that's why we hold the kos, which is 86 Elokim Din, in your five fingers, that's the sod of Israel ben Achuchim. It's the rose, you're holding this, but that is very soon. We will learn more of this. There is a lessons came from Rav Armoni. Now finally we bought the camera. Today I'm going to get it and we're going to put the whole sod of Shabbat. And this is the five fingers that holding the cross, and it says the following: Yom Shabbat ki im notzaf kedusha, and that's how we bring kadosh. What we bring? We bring the shvi'i. We bring the shvi'i. What's the shvi'i? What's the shvi'i? Chesed gevurah tiferet nezah od yesod malchut. Who creates this? I. Derech sheshed yamim and Shabbat was before. What is the Shabbat of before? That was the keter of 6 days of this week, wasn't it? Wasn't that the keter? That was the shoresh. Now 6 days to create another Shabbat. Now the shvi'i is the yesod. Yesod use v'yekadesh oto to bring kadusha. Who mekadesh oto? Who makes it kadosh? You bring the shvi'i. And Hashem mekadesh oto. Who is the Hashem?
Hashem.
Yeah, who makes it kadosh? How does it become kadosh? It gives you the keter. It gives you that nekuda. It's that one thing that is missing. You bring the zayin tachtonim. He's going to bring you the gimel rishonim. And by you getting the Gimel Rishonim, you become Kadosh. Because if you don't have a Gimel Rishonim, when you don't have Gimel Rishonim? On Yom Echol. That's why Lavdil, because you're missing it. That's the 6 days, Yom Echol. And that's why it's called Chol. It's not normal, it's Chol. And it becomes Kadosh when it connects to the Nekuda. When really the connection it gets, the connection is b'musaf. Why musaf? Because it's a tosefet. It's only tosefet. B'musaf keter yitnu. B'mincha is et ratzon. B'mincha et ratzon. That means now, now there is a ratzon for you to go down. You got shefa. What you came here for? Why did you connect it to kedusha? In order to take the ratzon, shuvu, ratzu, shuvu. Ratzu, shuvu. That's the whole system. And here it's telling you. It's telling you, God created so there will be a ratzu, shuvu, up and down, up and down, up and down, in order to slowly, slowly fill up what Ensof filled up and emptied it out in your for you to have an impression to do exactly what is necessary to be done. beautiful. Three otot, which becomes three brit, which are not far-fetched. Yes, please.
That in the olamot, there should be the same thing.
Exactly, there is. Of course there is. We will see, that's the only way things will continue. How there is a continuity? How do we say ata rishon ata acharon? Rishon, what came? Rashid was Chokhmah. That Chokhmah came all the way to Malchut. And that Malchut didn't go through Masach. Baka came to Bria. So therefore, this Malchut that came to Bria with the Chokhmah of Atzilut have any difference? No. Ata rishon, ata acharon still remain the same. No change. It's continuously the same. Now, let's go to Chet. We have a little bit to read. Baruch Hashem, we are going. Ein yoter bekol na'atzel, in every na'atzel. We said ma'atzel, na'atzel. Ma'atzel tohu, na'atzel vohu. Ma'atzel, atik yomin, na'atzel, arich hampin. And both of them are keter. Have shnei bichinot. We said, in the na'atzel, midalet madrigot chokhmah bina tiferet o malchut ubichinat emtzai. Bein ma'atzil le'na'atzel she'u keter. So where is the nekuda emtzai, the middle point, the central column, the balance point, a balancing of what? Chokhmah bina tiferet malchut. Four levels, gashna, four levels of this has to go on one point, and that one point is called keter. Shehi bo bechinat ma'atzil ובחינת הנעצל. Only in the keter you find the two aspects. הכולל היוצא מזה, all putting it together what comes, כי באמת, הוא שהנעצל אין לו בו רק דלת מדרגות. In the נעצל always, when we say נעצל, we only find דלת מדרגות, חוכמה, בינה, תפארת, מלכות. שהם דלת אותיות שם הוויה. You are a נעצל, שם הוויה is on you. Okay? Vehem atzilut b'riya yetzira asiya. Vehem chokhma u'bina tiferet u'malchut. Ki lachen ha-Torah hitchila mi-bereshit, ve'en reshit ela chokhma. So therefore, he says, bereshit started what? He said, what, who was the keter of bereshit? That nekuda. That nekuda came where? From Atzilut. What's Atzilut? Hakol bo chokhma, that chokhma. It's right there. Ka'amar Rabbeinu Zichrono Lagen, va'amru kan belashon shelila, they said it in the negative, kedei leshlol, in order to chain the keter. It says what this means, we're going to study, umnam yesh bechinat emtsa'it. However, there is a middle point. Kolel bet bichinot. Two things. Ma'atzil ve'na'atzel. Unfortunately, right here, there is a big fight between Chachamim, Chachmei of Kabbalah.
Why?
Because here, they come and they say this keter to discuss negativeness about the keter. There is those thing that say this keter is not ensof. And they are chachamim, they say, yeah, this keter is ensof. So there is a fight going here. So the Rav comes and he says, we're going what the Ari says to us. That the keter is includes both. Ma'atzel ve'na'atzel. No, what does it say? It's both.
It's both.
והוא הנקרא קטר, וקטר זה יש בו כללות כל מה שלמעלה ממנו. It has the כללות that is inclusive of whatever it is above. Whatever above him is included already in this one point. ואף אם הוא קטן מכולם, יונק מכולם. And he is the smallest of them all and receives from them all. ויש בו שורש כל היוצא וירות הנעצלים. And within the same thing is the shoresh We said again, Elohei Israel, Knesset Israel. The Hovaya Adonai. Who is the Adonai? It's Knesset Israel. Who is Shekhinah? It's Knesset Israel. Can't. You say it affects limited way and so forth. You can't.
That's what I'm saying. If it contained and so would take over and it would be null, basically. Meaning that the other part would get null right away.
Okay.
The four olamot that comes to the from the bottom section, right?
Say that again. Let me understand correctly.
It contains both Ein Sof and the created.
It says kolel at what it is above. Here, let me make it, because we, again, don't understand the concept of Ein Sof. Take a drop from the sea. Does in this drop of the sea, is all the sea? No, it's not.
So that's why I said it's a limited.
It's not limited. Has all the quality of sea is included in this.
But it's not the sea.
Here, I'm giving you the closest example I can give you.
Because if it were the sea, then the drop would disappear. That's the whole thing.
Don't make yourself crazy. Okay, please. Let's go here. Let's go. It's going to be solved. Trust me. This is Rav says. Kemoshemonim dalet hu mispar ha-na'atzelim. Whenever we talk about four phases, we are talking about na'atzel. Whenever we say chokhmah bina tiferet malchut, we are talking about a na'atzel. Vekeshemonim hey הוא כשאנו חושבים אימהם הקטר שבו מעצל ונעצל. When we say five, we are talking about five parts of him. When we are talking about four, we are talking about four phases. And he says, ובזה, אל תמה, את לפעמים אנו אומרים, he says, don't be confused, don't be surprised, that sometimes we say, יוד ספירות נחלקים לדלת אותיות הוויה, ופעמים אנו אומרים שנחלקו להי פרצופים. He says, sometimes we say, here it is שם הוויה, it consists of four phases, and there are sometimes we say, שם הוויה, it consists of five פרצופים. כשאנחנו אומרים שהוא דלת, והוא מניין הנעצלים ממש בפועל. וכשאנו מונים היי פרצופים, הוא כשאנו מונים שורש המעציל עם הנעצל. That means the keter is there too. The keter is a parצוף that is included the מעצל and the נעצל. That's why Shabbat. Only access to this keter is on Shabbat. Now, what's the most important thing it comes? It tells you. It says the connection starts from Machshava. The most important part of Shabbat is do not have thoughts of Yamei Chol on Shabbat. It's as simple as that. Any thought that belongs to Yamei Chol. Any. Why? Because this Shabbat is the day that you get Aliyah to Malchut of Atzilut. To Malchut of Atzilut. Why? Because with this Nekuda, that is Keter of Briya, when you connect to it, this one is going to go on Shabbat up, automatically, on Shabbat go. Whoever connects to this Malchut, gets Aliyah to Olam Atzilut. But when you go to Olam Atzilut, this is Olam Machshava. So you cannot have any Machshava Zara, other than Olam Machshava shel Olam Atzilut. No other machshava. That means you cannot have a machshava of Bria. And what is your head is all inhabit? To create. Because you are used 6 days, you create. But you create with whole. You create with something that is incomplete. How do you complete it in the world of incomplete? How can I complete something without incompletion? While it is by itself, it's incomplete. That's why God Hashem gave you Torah. What is Torah? Torah is a keter. That means the organus that is potentially going to give you on Shabbat Shefa is that you connect yourself to Torah in order to get the Sechel, the Gar, in order to go to something that is not complete, bring completion. So on Shabbat, you have the vessel. That's why we say, Mishe Toreach Be'erev Shabbat Ochel Be'yom Shabbat. It says, literally, Be'yom Shabbat. Why Yom Shabbat? Because Yom is the day that you connect to Keter. Keter is the only place that connects you to Olam Atzilut. Now, if I have any idea in my head that is not, doesn't belong to Olam Atzilut, what have I done? I have given it to the Klipa. Because that's the problem. That's why it says, Rav, every time when they say Havdalah, they say, Rabotai, Kavana le'Havdalah. What is this Kavana le'Havdalah? Be careful not to la'avir the Kedusha that you, the Tosefet that you receive, le'Klipa. They give you warning. No, Friday night is the Yesod. Yesod, it's Shishi. It's the Shishi. It's the Yesod. But this Shishi is really Shivi'i. Why? Because from the last Shabbat, which is the Keter of it, that was your first Keter. That was your Keter. You came, and this Yesod becomes Shivi'i. Now, that Shivi'i, which is the light, is with the rampin, didn't we say? Mekadesh oto. He gives the gar to it on Shabbat, on, which is the Shibi, which is the Yesod. We're going to talk about these two. I hope, and I tell you, I don't think you guys got understood that what Shabbat is. Shabbat is not. Shabbat is Shibi that has been kadoshed. That is the Sheva that the gar was given to it. That's Shabbat. But Shivi'i is Yesod. Because whatever you say Shishi, Shishi, what do you call Shishi in Farsi? Jom'eh. Jom'eh, that means you jam. Jum'ah. You put it all together. Yeah, if you put it all together, that's Yosef. That's the Yesod. And then Hashem on Shabbat Mekadesh Oto. That's what you cooked. Now you're going to eat it on the Yom Shabbat. But it takes all the time to Erev, because it says Ve'yi Erev, Ve'yi Boker. It has to, Shishi goes all the way to, and whatever you brings all the way to the end, that's a, by the way, that's the secret of Yud Katan.
But you know, if a mother takes her child to synagogue, and she has to care about the child walking the streets, she already loses, she already has a Olam Bria.
No, they that's the Tuchum. That's why the Torah said that you have to create the Tuchum. And in the Tuchum, when you are in the Tuchum, that's not considered. But if you go out of the Tuchum, then,
they
have protection.
Okay.
They have protection.
And to say what you said earlier,
make sense?
No.
Baruch Hashem. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.